Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. As we look ahead to October and Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Stater Brothers Charities and Inland Women Fighting Cancer are gearing up for the annual Believe Walk, a 5K which takes place in downtown Redlands the first Sunday in October and which supports all cancer patients. Like many events, it's had to be a virtual event for the past couple of years, but this year we are so excited that it will once again be in person. Here to tell us more are Annie Sellis and Kathy Stockton, who co-founded the Believe Walk, along with a late Nancy Varner 15 years ago. Ladies, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Pepper. It's good to be with you.
Such a blessing to be here. We're so excited.
So 15 years you've been doing this. When you first started this 15 years ago, did you have any idea it was going to grow into what it has become today?
No.
Never. It's a miracle.
It's just unbelievable the amount of support we've gotten from the community. And obviously it was needed, and we're just blessed that we have all these people that are just behind the whole Believe Walk.
15 years in the making. Tell us how the three of you got together, how you met, and how you started this.
Well, I finished my cancer treatment in 2001. And a few years later, Jack Brown, the president of Stater Brothers, our loving Jack, may his memory be eternal, because he's the first believer that believed in us and what we were doing. He called me and said, you know what? Our friend Nancy Varner has been diagnosed. Our friend Kathy Stockton's been diagnosed. You girls, need to get together, because I'd already been through treatment. And so I reached out to Nancy and Kathy. Kathy was going through treatment first, and then Nancy. And we just immediately connected, prayed with one another, supported one another. And when the other two ladies finished with their treatment, probably about 2006,
I was diagnosed in 2006, and actually Nancy had been diagnosed 2 months prior. So we were actually having lunch, and this is when I met Annie. So Nancy says, I want you to hear Annie's story. It's pretty amazing. So it just took my heart to actually have these two women, these strong women, come into my life. And I've just been blessed from that day. And to think of what we have brought to the community is just amazing. Just amazing.
So Nancy, and she was one of our co-founder, our very best dear friend, and we miss her dearly. She fought valiantly and was a survivor at least 5 times. I mean, amazing, amazing woman all the way to the end. And we just praise the Lord for bringing her to our life. And we're doing it. And she's right here with us. She's strength, and I know she's praying for us and watching over us, and we miss her. But we got together, and Nancy, out of the group, because Kathy was always traveling with her husband, busy on the road, and I had 3 young children, and Nancy was going to all these different walks. And we'd get together for lunch to pray for each other's treatments and for our doctor's appointments. And, cancer, it never ends. It's continual. And so these three ladies by my side, whenever there's an appointment or anything, I need to see one of them. I need to pray with one of them. And we get through it. And so she came back from one of her walks, and I said, you know, I can't go out of town. I have young kids. Kathy's busy. Why don't we do one in Redlands? I mean, Redlands is such a cool place, and we are healing. I mean, it takes a long time to get over what you've been through. And for selfish reasons, because so many people help a patient get through cancer, you cannot do it alone. I mean, it took a village to help me with my children, driving them to school, people bringing food, praying for me, our church community. Just, it takes everyone. And people are so kind and so good that you do want to give back somehow, because you almost feel a little selfish, like, wow, I need to do something. And we thought, well, that'd be a fun idea. You know, Kathy and I both got treated out of town. Kathy was at City of Hope, and I was at John Wayne Cancer Center, because back then, we didn't have the facilities here in the Inland Empire. And all of our doctors looked at us and said, you need to go out of town. We don't have the same treatment here. So we were blessed with patient resource centers, with anything from a psychologist to someone teaching you how to put your wig on, how to talk to your children about cancer. All of these tools came to us, and it does make a patient do well, I believe, in their healing when you feel like people are helping and there's tools. I think patients just do better. So Kathy and I were blessed to have that treatment, and we said, you know, we need a patient resource center here. We don't have anything here. It's sort of not fair to our people here. We're hardworking people in the Inland Empire. So we went to Jack with our idea of a walk, just asking for some donation, like some printing. And literally us three and our families were taking registration papers around, trying to get teams together, because we just wanted to get people together.
How many people were in attendance at that first walk?
They asked me at one of our interviews, how many people do you think are going to come to this walk? And I said, well, I'm Greek. There was like 400 people at my wedding, so at least I'll have 400. Kathy knows a ton of people. She was born, we were both, you know, born and raised in the IE. So we know a lot of people, and a lot of people supported us. And Nancy Varner knew a million people,
oh,
too.
Sure. So many.
So we just laughed and said, you know, maybe 1,000. We'll see what happens. And we, our first walk, we showed up, and 1,400 people showed up our first year.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But we went
to
Jack Brown, and he just loved the idea, and instead of just a little donation, he was just starting Stater Brothers Charities,
right.
15 years
wow.
ago. And we didn't have a tax ID number. We didn't have anything. And he goes, girls, I'll do one better. I'm going to embrace this. You know, and he was literally an angel to all three of us, personally, writing handmade. He wrote all his own little notes and sent things to our homes, and from flowers to teddy bears, just constant support. And, you know, we love him and we miss him.
And I just think about all of the different organizations that Stater Brothers Charities touches.
It's huge.
Exactly.
It just
it
went
is.
From, we were one of the first ones to now, it's, they touch so many. And now we have a whole Stater Brothers Charities. Our girls that run Stater Brothers Charities are awesome and amazing. And they work so hard. And they've brought us up to this level, because we don't have the computer expertise. These girls are so amazing. We're astounded by, you know, they took us virtually, which was huge. We had to do a 360. Didn't even know if we could do it and how, but our ladies at Stater Brothers Charities are phenomenal, working really, really hard. So,
and we can't forget our board members. We've got such a beautiful group of women that have come on board and just take hold of whatever we direct them to do, and just giving of their time and energy to get things organized for us. So it's been a blessing.
I'm speaking with Annie Sellis and Kathy Stockton, who founded the Believe Walk along with the late Nancy Varner. Why did you choose to name it the Believe Walk? What does that word mean to you?
Well, from the scripture, anything is possible for him who believes. Mark 9:24. We believed in our healing, and we thank Jesus for it, and anything is possible. So when a patient gets, I had a horrible diagnosis, and it didn't look very good. But, you know, you just have to keep walking by faith and believing. And so we believed, and we are here, and we just praise God for that. And he has put his hand on this, because this has grown from 1,000 people the first year to, we can't even count the people that are there. I mean, registered amounts are in the thousands, but we know there's about 16,000 that are there.
Well, 2019 was the last walk that we had, because we went virtual in 20 and 21. And we were told that we couldn't really ever tell how many thousands. I mean, it could have been 15,000, 18,000. It was just amazing, the support that would come into the community from everywhere. So
families.
We expect just as big this year.
families, people, puppies. It's community.
Oh, the dogs are included.
And we're not strict on, you know, you must, people come. And people aren't financial. There's a lot of financial difficulties, especially in our town. And so we're not there to crack the whip. We welcome everybody. And it's just a blessing just to unite with that many people together and to feel that love that radiates is the biggest gift of all.
Okay, so let's talk about how fun this 5K is, because people get really into this. Like, the people whose houses are along the route will decorate their houses. Like you said, people bring their dogs and they dress their dogs up, and people wear, you know, the whole pink tutus thing. That's a thing. But then you go down the route and you've got cheerleaders and you've got bands and you've got Elvis impersonators and you've got guys on stilts and you've got all kinds of craziness going on. And then at the end, there's like this big party. How much of this fun aspect of the Believe Walk do you think is a reflection of your personalities?
Well, I never thought of it that way, because they bring the personality into the walk, all the people that come. But it's so much fun to see these families get together, and they either have a little theme of their own and they dress up or have signs or whatever. But I think that just the fact that they have 3 hours to just go out there and let life be beautiful and meet people they probably never knew, meet another person that's going through cancer and surviving. So it's such a beautiful walk.
We just wanted to be grassroots from the very beginning.
Yes.
We wanted community, community, community. We want everybody there for this big party, and we call the ending the bash.
The bash.
And I have to give kudos to Bobby Cummings and Trixie Fargo, because they're the ones that coordinate all these little bands and Elvis. And these ladies have been doing it for years, and they're amazing. And we call it the driveway, because we drive by every year just to make sure, because different people move from their homes and we have to replace, you know, just different things happen year to year. And we all sit in the car together and make sure we have the right placement of Hello Kitty.
Yes.
We've had just a lot of...
Oh, and there's Bark and Believe.
Bark and Believe for our doggies.
Stations where they
yes.
can have water. And a lot of the families will put dishes, big bowls of water for the dogs and everything, so, or treats.
Uh-huh. But, we have families that make cookies. We always get cookies,
yes.
The favorite cookies at the Pink House. But it's a blast, and every corner is fun. And that's what we want it to be. But it's about our people, because the Inland Empire is the best. And Jack used to call it the heartland. It's because there are a lot of big hearts. And I love, both of us were born and raised here. And we love our town. And it is the best people ever. And they come from everywhere. And I have a lot of people that come from LA County, Orange County. And they come to our town not knowing what to expect. And they're just so blown away by how awesome our town is. And it makes me proud each and every time that we are from the IE. And we are proud of it. And our people are awesome.
The Believe Walk is unique in that you support cancer patients of all types. You don't limit yourself to just one form of cancer. Can you discuss some of the organizations who have benefited from the Believe Walk?
Well, we've got several in the community, our partners. The Desert Center Foundation, which is down in Palm Desert area. Dignity Health, St. Bernardine's Hospital. Loma Linda Cancer Center. Michelle's Place Cancer Resource Center, which is one of the first ones that
amazing.
Came on board. Mm-hmm. Oasis Southern California, and that's ovarian cancer. Redlands Community Hospital. Riverside University Health System. The Beloved Foundation, which is right here in Redlands. The CARE Project. The Pink Ribbon Place at Riverside Community Hospital. And we're actually reaching out more into L.A. County, Orange County, and San Diego County to find more. And I think, Annie, you came up and had it at the meeting, some of the newer ones that we're considering to donate to, because there's just so much out there that we don't know about. So we did some research this past year.
Ours isn't really about research. It's about people direct. That's how we've directed funds. Us three in our hearts really wanted things to touch people direct, because there's a lot of research out there. There's big money for that. And we wanted to start it. It all started with the Patient Resource Center at Loma Linda, which is beautiful and all enveloping, from a little room where you can go by, get free wigs and have, you know, a private appointment with a lady that's a specialist that will help you, you know, the tears of having to have one. It's sort of mortifying when you've never had to deal with that or lose your hair before. And just the touch of a person to help you through that. We have psychological counseling for free. So if you go to the resource center, and it could be any cancer, males, females, anything, because, you know, things change in your body, and people, marriages have a hard time when people go through these things. And so there's therapists available to help people in transition. We have given money now to Loma Linda. They come with us, all these people with different wishes. And so, you know, we wanted good technology, number one, because we had to drive all the way to LA. And now I'm really happy that we have all our digital mammography and we've updated all of our, from Redlands community to Loma Linda to St. Bee's. And I am really proud, because when you have all these tools, it brings different talent and doctors to the area because they want tools. It does make people better. And well, another one is we give money to massage therapists. So during oncology, we just feel in touch, you know, people being touched, whether they're going to hold their hand. Because during COVID, I mean, people couldn't even go in with people. Just massaging their feet or touching or rubbing their hand or just to be there. So we funded that for therapists, massage therapists to be there. We also funded for a doggy last year.
Oh, that's right.
That has to be a special dog that's trained to go into oncology because it makes people feel better and it brings happiness and joy without having to speak to people, because some people don't want to interact. They all interact differently. And us being patients, we understood that. So we funded someone where there's someone that actually takes care of the special dog. It's trained specially to be at Loma Linda Cancer Center. And we need to, I can't remember his name, but there is a name. So it's been amazing.
It's so much better than when we first started.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Thinking of what we saw, and my son's wife, Tammy, went through cancer before I did. And the conditions that she had just were amazing. To think of what has developed at Loma Linda since then is just beautiful. Getting the cancer patients in with cancer patients rather than being thrown in with just ordinary patients. So
patient navigation. We funded that one of the first things.
It's just such
in different languages because people don't ask for help. They're embarrassed. They don't know how to communicate. So we had patient navigators in different languages to help people. Because you don't realize it. And it's a big thing, these diagnoses and the words. And people don't know our language. There are people from everywhere in all different walks of life. And so we take so much for granted. And we can go on and on because I've forgotten about a lot. But
I know you're picking up a lot there.
I'm remembering. I'm going back. It's, you know, we both had chemo brains, so forgive us. But it's been a joy, and we've been blessed just to be part of this. And, God, it's a miracle just to be able to do this.
I'm speaking with Annie Sellis and Kathy Stockton, who founded the Believe Walk along with the late Nancy Varner 15 years ago. So how much does it cost to participate in the Believe Walk? And can people register as individuals, or do they need to join a team? Or how does that all work?
You can join a team. So you can go online, start your own team, fundraise your own. There's a lot of fundraising and a lot of competition between teams, fundraising for their own and different prizes that are available, and that's all online. Or you can come individually and either go online or come and register in person at our, I guess, what date is that? It's the Friday before our walk.
Yeah, it's September 30th is when we will be at the Pathway Church, and you can register at between 7 and 1 p.m., and some of the incentives for gifts, as far as if you raise $50, there's a valued gift that they would receive. $100 in fundraising, the gift value is $25 in gift. And we've picked out several different things to give people an incentive to actually go out there and raise a little bit of money. And it's up to $2,500. There's $180 gift value that will be given to them. So there's a lot of incentive, and it just gets people thinking about, well, let's just make this a big team effort and get more people involved. And so we continue to thrive.
Yeah, we had teams that were competing till the last minute of when we cut it off. Like one raised what was it, like 8,000 or 16,000?
Yeah,
and they were all competing between different teams.
Yeah.
And teams could be 250 people or they're five people. It just depends on how you want to do it, with all their team shirts and their gimmicks or posters. Another thing us ladies did too, grassroots, just starting out, we made all our own posters. We hang them. We put them up. We decorate our streets.
Yeah, Saturday night Eve, we call it Believe Eve. We're down there.
Gosh.
Yes, we are down there with our families and our husbands.
It's tradition.
And we're putting posters up all along the street, State Street, and then we go have dinner at the Tartan. And we've done that every year, and we are continuing again this year. Yeah.
So we're back. Believe Eve continues, and the Believe Walk continues. On that pre-registration day, you can register, but if you also already have a team, you could show up as a team captain and pick up, say, all like 50 people's bibs, so they don't have to do it in the morning. It's better and easier. We're available there to get all your T-shirts and your bibs, and one team captain can show up. And it's all online, and just pick everything up. So that way you can meet with your team like that Sunday morning. Everyone has their little huddle spots or their breakfast spots. And there's a lot of tradition. And so it was really sad for 2 years having to be virtual. It just broke our heart.
It's
so
different.
It fills us so much just to be with people. But the thing that we didn't realize happened, and it just, we didn't realize how we were touching people. So I remember during the COVID year, I had to do an interview with someone. And during my interview, it just came to me that we were touching people that could be a part of us that are even in a hospital bed, just recovering or going through chemo. They couldn't be with us. And so it just made it just broke my heart. I just sat in my car and cried because I didn't even think. I was, again, being selfish because I like seeing people and hugging and just being with families, people that have lost, people that just want to hug and be there, people that, like, I remember a lady a year before, she stood right at the podium, and I looked down at her, and she was bald, and I could tell she was going through chemo. And I looked down at her, and I said, I looked like you. You're going to be well. You're going to be here next year. And so the year later, she comes up and stands before me. I don't recognize her because she has a whole different look. But I looked in her eyes and I said, you're the one. And she goes, you told me. And she was there. And so I was really sad not to see people. But yet we had everybody in hospital beds or people that couldn't be with us that became a part of it. And we didn't realize it. So again, another blessing that, again, we had no idea. You just don't know how you impact people.
And Pepper, also going online, people from all over the United States were learning about the Believe Walk and sending their money in. It's just amazing the money that was raised virtually. We never dreamed that we would be raising that much money. So it was just
an Stater Brothers, Stater Brothers Markets did a whole fundraising project all the way across
all the employees,
California, 50 to 60 stores.
Yeah.
I don't want to misquote it. But with their change that they collected at the cash registers all across from LA County, San Diego County, Orange County, the desert, everywhere. And we raised more than ever. And their stores were all challenging one another, dressed up. We went and visited some of the top stores in our area. And they were all dressed up and giving out items, and
give you some of the totals from Stater Brothers Markets. The teams, store teams, it's hard to believe, 111,476.
What?
Dollars. Corporate, 54,093. Mobile campaign was 620. Vendor sponsorship, 155. Coin canisters in September was 56. And I thought I had the final one on that they did in October, but I don't have it. So
bags will be sold in the markets again.
Right.
Bags are back because we couldn't get them we couldn't order them, and I'm not going to say from where they were coming.
And they're beautiful this year.
And so we have our bags, so you could buy them in all Stater Brothers Markets. And our Believe Water will be bottled again, so all proceeds go to the walk, so in any county. And that's one of the reasons we're looking to give to like Orange County, LA County, San Diego County, because those stores contributed and people in those areas. So we're looking for some of those. We have a few different places, like Michelle's place that's out in Temecula, that people can go for free resources. As far as like gas cards, people can't get to appointments. People, I mean, there's so much
and
that we take for granted.
Doctors even give their time to help women that don't have doctors and they need that guidance. So it's a beautiful place that they created. We went there that first year. It was kind of a little small place, and they've evolved. It's just
help a lot of ladies.
Yeah.
A lot of people come there for all different reasons, and they help navigate them. And
do you have any idea the total number of dollars that you've been able to raise over the past 15 years?
6.1.
But we don't know about this year, but as of last year, it was 6.1 million that we've given out and distributed. And we're out distributing that money to those organizations that Kathy just talked about before the walk starts again. So
we have to give the money that we made last year, give it out and the different grants that we choose. So
if someone can't be in person for the Believe Walk, are there still ways for them to get involved? Can they still donate?
Oh, yes.
Definitely. And they have different, our sweet, smart Stater Brothers girls have all the Facebook to where you could send pictures in. There's different challenges that they're going to be doing. So you need to go online and check it out. It is
believewalk.org.
Yeah. And there's different ways of being part of us, because people from all different states will get dressed up, send their pictures in. There's different challenges that are going to be taking place the next month. So they need to look online. Our girls have gotten very creative, beyond me. I'm not the computer girl, so you need to go online and check it out.
I've been speaking with Annie Sellis and Kathy Stockton, who co-founded the Believe Walk along with the late Nancy Varner 15 years ago. Any last thoughts for us?
We just hope that everybody comes out and feels the joy and the love that is created by our walk. And just even if they can't afford to walk, get on the street and walk with us. I mean,
and cheer people on.
Yeah.
Just be outside your house or
anything.
Along the streets.
Right.
You know what? It's all a big party and it's a blessing. And we're just so excited to be part of it. We can't thank the city of Redlands enough for being excited and hosting us again, you know, because we're still under some funny situations. So we want your prayers. We want to stay safe. That's the most important thing, is to be safe. And we have a lot of officers just going to be out there protecting us, all our volunteers, people. So we just ask for the prayers that everyone is safe and enjoys this year. And it'll be beautiful just to be together again. We just thank God for that. Every minute is a blessing and a miracle.
Thank you so much for coming in to talk with us today. Thank you for making a difference in the community. And shall we do the chant on the count of three?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Ready, set, believe!
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.